Celebrating some big wins within the cattle industry. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus bulls. We have been celebrating over the course of the last few days some big wins within the cattle industry. Buck Orban has been serving as the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association for the last year.
I'll say, and most of it good. Of course, the cattle prices, that's the big news that we've had, that people like me that have been around here 45 years can't imagine these prices being where they are. And we're professional worriers, and so we think, oh my gosh, the price is getting too high. But when you think about the inflation of beef prices compared to all the other things we buy, like insurance and parts and everything,
right?
It's not that high.
No.
We're actually getting paid for what the product is worth.
Well, I had the opportunity to meet you for the first time, I believe it was in Minnesota, at the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Convention here a couple of years ago. You were just getting ready to step into the position of being the president. As you look over your time, give me some highlights, some of the big maybe ahas, or maybe times that just like, oh man, I wish that would have never happened or thing. You don't want to bring them up, but just give us some highlights.
Well, it's interesting because we came into the year, we always create our policy things that we want to get done, our priorities, and in the big beautiful bill, we got the things, 90% of what we had in the farm bill that was so good.
Right.
Colin Woodall said it was the best farm bill for cattle people he'd ever seen, and that was almost all done. 90% of it got in that big beautiful bill. And so real early in the year, we had that big win, and that was a big priority, and here we had it done.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association. I'm Keith Lundberg.